USA Radio News.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is considering updating its guidelines on the metrics states should use when considering lifting public health measures like mask mandates. Politico reported that CDC staff are weighing whether the agency should use case rates as a metric or whether it should lean more heavily on hospitalization data. A trucker convoy protesting vaccine mandates in Canada that shut down the capital city of Ottawa could be coming to the U.S. starting Super Bowl Sunday. This according to the Department of Homeland Security. Truckers said they won't leave until all vaccine mandates and COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. A handful of Canadian provinces have already lifted their mandates. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says she's focused on her reelection bid, not the White House in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
The White House has announced a program for vets to land well-paying jobs and help with the supply chain crisis.
The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. We can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
White House spokesperson and Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A trucker convoy protesting vaccine mandates in Canada that shut down the capital city of Ottawa could be coming to the U.S. starting Super Bowl Sunday. This according to the Department of Homeland Security. Truckers said they won't leave until all vaccine mandates and COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. A handful of Canadian provinces have already lifted their mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the buy one, get one free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA.
The NFL commissioner weighed in on racism and equity, but no word on when the NFL rosters will look more like the population in the U.S.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is facing tough questions ahead of the Super Bowl. Speaking in Los Angeles, Goodell addresses the scrutiny the league is facing following a lawsuit from former NFL coach Brian Flores alleging racism in the league's hiring process.
I think we made a tremendous amount, a lot of progress in a lot of areas, but not at the head coach. And that is something that is something we really have focused on to try to get the kind of results that we would expect.
The commissioner saying the league must take a step back and look at everything to find out what works and what doesn't work in making sure the hiring process is fair to everyone.
That's Tim Berg reporting. Former President Donald Trump endorsed GOP candidate Katie Arrington on Wednesday in her bid to unseat Representative Nancy Mace. Representative Mace has blamed Trump for causing the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Trump knocked Mace, calling her disloyal, while he praised Arrington and called her a true Republican. Bob Saget's family says the actor-comedian died last month in Florida from an accidental blow to the head. The family says that Saget struck his head on an unknown surface, then went to sleep. The family says there were no drugs or alcohol involved. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.